Hi, I'm Tony Cates and welcome to the Refuse to Live Average guided meditation. Let's begin by getting comfortable. Assemble your selection of color pencils and your chosen image directly in front of you and within easy reach. Keep your color pencils close enough that you don't have to remove your attention from the page to select a new color. Now, focus on the image you've selected in front of you. This image is yours. Start to relax your body, beginning with your feet, allowing a feeling of relaxation to fill your feet, feeling heavy, loose, and relaxed. Relax your ankles, lower legs, and knees. Allow the relaxation to continue, relaxing your upper legs. Let the muscles of your legs completely let go, feeling very heavy and relaxed. Relax your hips and pelvis and all the surrounding muscles. Feel your stomach and lower back relaxing. Begin breathing into your abdomen. Feel the relaxation in your chest, back and sides, feeling very relaxed. Relax your shoulders, feeling them lowering slightly, finding a comfortable, relaxed position, free from tension. Allow the muscles in your neck to relax, letting go of tension, and relax your face and head. Feel your entire body relaxing even more deeply, becoming completely relaxed and comfortable. Now, begin to fill in the spaces in the image with the colors you have lying in front of you. Go ahead and select your first color. Look at the color. Each of the colors you choose will have their own individual purpose at the time you choose them. You don't have to know what that is. As you use them to fill in the spaces of your image, this will begin to reveal itself. Use each color with a knowing that each color is telling you exactly what you need to know right now. Begin to apply the first color now. As you continue through this meditation, move on to the other colors whenever you choose and when you're instructed to. As you use the colors to fill in the spaces in your image, turn your attention inward, even more deeply inside, and turn your intention to finding your authentic self. Begin by reflecting on your values. What are your values? What are the most important ways of being to you? Where does your sense of right and wrong come from? Spend a moment thinking about your values. The values you have been thinking of make up the core of who you are. If you're being true to your values, these core beliefs will drive your behavior. It feels good to behave in ways that are consistent with your values. For example, if honesty is something you value, this could be reflected in your life by being truthful. If you value your family, perhaps your life reflects this in the time you spend with family members. Think about how your values can be part of your day-to-day life. Now consider what else makes up who you are. Finding your authentic self involves learning who you truly are. Your authentic self is the real you, the person you were truly meant to be. Your authentic self is the person you are at the core, the person you can be if nothing holds you back. Select a new color now. Imagine the person you believe yourself to be right now. It's okay if you're not quite sure who you are. Just picture yourself going about the things you usually do in a typical day. Imagine that you're watching yourself, observing yourself going about your usual activities. See yourself getting up in the morning, going about your day. Imagine the things that you do in a typical day. See yourself doing these activities. Select a new color now. Picture this person, you, standing in an empty room. Imagine watching this person. Now, imagine you could strip away all the things that hold you back from your full potential. Imagine self-doubt dissolving, being replaced with confidence and self-assurance. Picture this person before you and imagine all the things that get in his way of success, such as circumstances, lack of resources, lack of focus, illness, baggage from his past, anything that's holding this person back in any way at all. See these problems dissolving, disappearing, going away. What is left? Who is this person when all those barriers are stripped away? This person is you. Imagine who you are at the core, the pure character that is left when there is nothing to get in the way of your complete self-expression. You may only have a vague picture in your mind right now. Let's allow that picture to come into focus. Select a new color now. Think of your motivations. What motivates you? What drives your behavior? What catches your interest? Or has caught your interest in the past? What propels you to action? Select a new color now. Think about your personality and character traits, the characteristics that are left when all barriers are removed and all fears have gone away. At your fullest potential, your simplest form, with no fears, what traits do you have? Think about your energy. Are you laid back and calm? Or are you energetic? Think about all of your other characteristics. Think about some things you enjoy, things that you like to do. Think about all the characteristics of the person who is left when all barriers and fears are removed. Select a new color now. Now let's create a different picture. Imagine yourself as a young child, in a happy moment. See the potential in this child. Who is this young person? What makes this child who he is? Think about the characteristics that you share with this child. In what ways are you similar? In what ways does the current you differ from this child? Think about how you have learned and grown since the time you were a small child. Select a new color now. Now picture yourself as the child. See the world through your younger self's eyes. What did you want to be when you grew up? What hopes did you have for the future self? What dreams did you have as a child? The hopes and dreams you had as a child were probably related in some way to your authentic self. Something about your dreams was connected to a part of your true self. What do these aspirations say about who you are? What personal characteristics of yours are related to your childhood dreams? For example, if as a child you dreamed about becoming an astronaut, you probably have some personality traits that still relate to this dream, such as being adventurous, curious, analytical. Think about your own childhood dreams and see what these dreams say about who you are. Now create one final picture in your mind. Imagine in as much detail as you can the person you want to be. Imagine your ideal self. How would this person behave? What does this person, your authentic self, value? What motivates this idea self? What personal characteristics are present in this ideal version of you? Imagine all the details of the person you most want to be. The image in your mind right now of this ideal person is you. This is your authentic self. This is who you are. At the core, beneath all of life's getting in the way, this is you. And now spend a few moments with this image of your authentic self. Select a new color now. Now allow yourself to step into this image and fully become this person. Become who you are. For this moment, just be. Simply be your authentic self. Feel a sense of calm and serenity, secure in who you are, knowing who you are. This is you, your authentic self. You can take this authentic self with you, allowing this true essence of you to shine through an everyday life. Allow your values, personality, and motivations to shine through, to guide your behavior, to make up who you are. You have always been this person. You always will be your authentic self, a positive, confident person, a person you like and appreciate. Underneath the challenges, the baggage, the demands of living life, this is the real you that you will always be. And now spend a few moments with this image of your authentic self. It's time to reawaken now. It's time to conclude this guided meditation. Keep the image of your authentic self with you as you go about the rest of your day. Express this true self and allow you to simply be you. Move your toes, allow your feet and legs to wake up. Feel your muscles reawakening and your whole body filling with energy. Look around for a moment and reorient yourself with your surroundings. When you're completely awake and alert, you can return to your usual activities, feeling confident and calm and in touch with your authentic self. Thank you for participating in this guided meditation. I'm Tony Cates with Refuse to Live Average Coaching. Enjoy your day.